you listeners must have stout hearts to keep coming back for more delightfully gruesome tales from my private collection. And who am I to refuse? This story opens in the only hotel in the town of Linz in picturesque Austria. The year is 1952. It's night. Course, when is it not on this show? And to some of the guests, it is an evening of quiet repose. But for one of them, it is a grim and horrid moment. Cue scream. Three deaths now. Three deaths in 3 months, and everyone killed the same way. Torn to shreds. And that brings us to the top of our story. Bum bum bum. Werewolf Concerto. Uber Altman, hotel manager. A quiet and rather nervous individual who is nothing less than appalled at the hideous events of the past month. But then who wouldn't be? Three horrible murders, one of them in his hotel. It's just killing the tourist trade. He's appalled. That is, until a news article brings about a marvelous idea.
Pravda Chamber Theater.
Ah, yes. Good evening. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
General Manager Bruno Schuster speaking. How can I be of service?
Yes, this is Hubert Altman, manager of the fabulous Viola Gardens Hotel in beautiful Linz.
Never heard of it.
It's rather fabulous.
Congratulations.
Yes, well, I understand that Mignonette Michelin is scheduled to give a series of performances at your theater.
Herr Altman, if you're looking for concert tickets, you can forget it. All 3 weeks are sold out.
I'm well aware of that.
She never performs outside of Paris, so all 3 weeks are sold out.
Yes, but that's not why...
I have family members I never hear from, pestering me for tickets. I can't help them. All 3 weeks are sold out.
Herr Schuster, I am simply...
My birthday was 4 weeks ago. You think any of them would bother to call me? But a beautiful concert pianist comes to Pravda, and suddenly all of them are calling me day and night, wanting tickets. But I cannot help them. And why can't I help them?
Because all 3 weeks are sold out.
Can I help you with anything else?
Herr Schuster, I only wish to know where she is staying, and... if her accommodations have not yet been finalized, would she be interested in staying in my finest suite during her Pravda engagement?
Oh, is that it? Well, as it so happens, I am personally handling her accommodations, and she is staying at the fabulous Berg Zeinkeller here in beautiful Pravda, rather than some suite in a hotel I've never heard of 5 miles away from the theater.
Ah, but I am offering my suite for free.
The Viola Gardens Hotel, you say? That sounds fabulous.
Indeed.
Yes, Hubert is quite pleased with himself. And that night he sleeps blissfully. One of the most beautiful women in all of Paris, one of France's most famous concert pianists, staying at his hotel. The tourists will simply tear into each other, so to speak, for rooms at the fabulous Viola Gardens Hotel. Ugh, I'm going to retch. However, the following afternoon, Altman's short temper comes to a forefront when a moving truck pulls up in front of the hotel doors.
Here now, whose truck is that? You, move that at once.
You, Hubert Altman?
Yes, and you are?
Here to move the grand piano.
What grand piano?
Mademoiselle Micheline's personal grand piano.
Mademoiselle Micheline?
Where she goes, it goes.
You're here to move Mademoiselle Micheline's personal grand piano.
How many times must I tell you that? Yes, it's thrilling. Now, there's this suite.
Right this way!
Right this way! How big is this suite?
Only the entire floor. you wouldn't happen to know when the Mademoiselle is arriving, do you?
Yeah, probably today. She doesn't let this piano out of her sight for long.
Excellent, excellent.
Come on, you two. Here's the corner.
Just a little further, Hans. Well?
I'm sorry, Altman. She still hasn't checked in.
Do you see the time on this watch? Well, do you?
7:18.
7:18. So, where is she?
Altman, I have no idea. Her clothes and personal belongings came after her piano arrived, but not her.
Then she is arriving tomorrow. This makes no sense. I am calling Herr Schuster, and he had better have it.
Monsieur Altman?
Mademoiselle Micheline! She still hasn't checked in?
But I...
Mademoiselle Micheline, what an honor it is to meet you.
Isn't it, though?
Yes. Well, I hope you are finding your accommodations exceptional.
They are adequate.
Mademoiselle, please accept my apologies for not being on hand to greet you. We didn't...
I shall be out all evening. Please see that no one enters my suite.
But of course, no one will.
Bonne soirée.
I should have you drawn and quartered. Why didn't you tell me she was here?
But, sir, I tell you, she didn't check in.
Give me that book. No. No signature anywhere. No timestamp. This makes no sense.
But as you can see, there were three people who checked out.
I can see that, you imbecile. So how did she get past you?
Altman, I don't know. I don't know!
I don't know! I don't know!
I have been on duty all day, and I swear I didn't take her up!
Sleeping on the job! That's what it is, sleeping on the job!
No.
I have never been more embarrassed! You watch your step from this point forward, or you shall be out on your rear! Do you understand me? Ha!
Jawohl, Herr Altman. Word spreads like wildfire that Mignonette Micheline is staying at the fabulous Viola Gardens Hotel in beautiful lights, and the hotel is prospering again. But her nocturnal habits, well...
Never see her during the day. Says she practices at night, but she's never played that damn piano. And eat, at least not in the hotel. None of it makes any sense. But then again, does nobody any good to overthink things.
Oh, goodness. It seems that everyone's forgotten about the gory murders striking the innocent citizens of Linz. Well, we'll soon fix that, won't we?
Oh, dear Lord! Oh, dear Lord! Oh, dear Lord! blood. I can't believe it.
I know what I saw.
But the werewolves?
I know it sounds bizarre. But it had fur. It had fangs. It had claws. It looked like a werewolf.
It saw my husband and then leapt out of the window. I can't stop shaking.
What is going on in here?
Ah, Herr Altman.
The police, but no, not again.
The gentleman in the room 404. And yes, he was killed exactly like the last one. Torn to pieces.
Oh, dear Lord.
Wait. What does he mean, just like the last one?
You mean this has happened before?
It's our hell with it.
Well, if you think we are staying in this place any longer, you're out of your mind. Come along, Anna. We're leaving.
Good.
Me too.
There is another hotel.
Mademoiselle Michelin is not worth getting killed over.
I agree, Liebchen.
Wait! Everyone, wait! This can be... Can't you call yourself a detective? 4 killings now, 2 of them in my fabulous hotel? Why aren't you doing anything to solve this? Do you have any idea what this is doing to my business?
What this is doing to your business? My, and here I thought you were worried about the welfare of your guests.
I demand that you do something!
Fine. Where were you at 2 in the morning?
That's not what I mean.
Just answer the question.
Sleeping.
And you heard nothing?
Nothing.
Nor did I hear anything.
Mademoiselle, where did you...
I thought I would take a stroll. It's such a nice night out.
It's almost 2:30 in the morning.
I'm something of a night owl. Good evening, Detective. Mignonette Micheline.
Detective Schollmacher. A pleasure, mademoiselle. You have... heard, I assume.
You assume correct.
What time did you leave the hotel for your stroll?
A little after 1 o'clock.
And did you see anything out of the ordinary while you were outside?
Like what?
Something, do forgive me, I cannot believe I am saying this, but something furry with fangs.
Afraid not. Although, after what the officer just told me outside, perhaps it is better if I stay inside. There's a killer on your streets.
A very wise move, mademoiselle. Vielen Dank, Herr Altman. We'll be in touch.
In touch? That's a joke! To do what? Tell me you found nothing! Mademoiselle, I apologize for... Gone! Where the... bloody hell did she...
All of the guests stream out of the hotel, followed by the employees. And in 2 weeks' time, it's down to just 3 people in the fabulous Viola Gardens Hotel.
What do you mean you're quitting? You can't quit unless I say so.
Make that 2.
Altman... There is no one left. No guests, no housekeeping staff, unsolved murders, and I have not been paid in a month! Not to mention its manager feels he needs to bully everyone to make things work smoothly.
Bully? And how long have you wanted to say that?
Almost as long as I quit!
Well, forget about quitting! You're fired! Leave. See if I care.
Weak as water, all of them.
Mademoiselle Micheline, you startled me. I did not see you.
I have a habit of appearing when people least expect it.
It is so good of you to remain. I am so sorry I cannot provide better service in these, your final days at the fabulous... Viola Gardens Hotel.
Actually, Herr Altman, you have been a marvelous host. And I shall be sure to tell my friends about your fine hotel. This town is most delightful.
You are most kind, mademoiselle. Shall I take you to your suite?
Not necessary. I have learned to operate the elevator myself. Bonne nuit.
Gute Nacht. Fine. Quit. Get out, all of you. See if I care.
A recommendation from Mignonette Micheline will bring in a better class of clientele anyway. That boor of a police detective will eventually catch the killer. Why is it so warm in here? Yes, much better. Yes, he'll catch the killer, and then all the servants and staff will come back to me, crawling on their hands and knees, crawling, pleading with me to take them back. And then I'll tell them to go to hell. Just you... Ah, my head. What is... I feel so...
Surprise! Hubert Altman is our werewolf. On the night of a full moon, he transforms into a beast of pure, unbridled rage. And whenever he does so, there is but one thing on his mind. He must...
No one here. No one. Must find a way. Wait! Mademoiselle Micheline! And up to her suite! Mademoiselle Micheline! Where? Where? No, she's here! No, no, blast it! Where is she? No, Mademoiselle, just her damn clothes and her damn jewelry and her damn concert piano! What the? No sound when I hit the keys. Sounding cockeyed, no music, no strings! Dirt!
Of course, dirt. That's where I sleep.
What the? Where are you?
Why do you think I never practice with it?
Where are you?
My friends really will love this place. Bavarian blood is so much richer than Parisian.
Blood? Not seen in daylight? Never eats here, sleeps in a
coffin.
Mademoiselle Micheline, you're a vampire!
Well, with the death of Herr Altman, there have been no further werewolf sightings, and the hotel reopened several months later under new management. Unfortunately, the police now have a new problem to contend with. Mademoiselle Micheline's friends from Paris and London.
Oh, you were so right, Mignonette. Mm. This is far better blood than what we're used to.
It's such a delicious countryside. Mm. We should vacation here more often, huh?
Only if we're staying at this hotel.
Oh, no way!
Agreed. It's a fabulous. Santé!
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 Now, there's a stirring finale in good taste. Encore! Encore! Ha 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 ha
Ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha